What's going on, everybody? College football roundup back with another video today. I am American Football Network, and our co-host, the football expert, is with us. Before we get started today with our way too early top 25, make sure you help us reach our goal over here on Roundup of 100 subscribers by the start of the football season, and help me reach my goal of we're both really shooting for 1,000. I know you're at 960 right now when we're recording this. I'm at 830. So I'm trying to hit 850 by the end of May. He's trying to hit 1,000 pretty soon. So let's get us to those goals. Any opening words from you?
Other than that, I'm excited. The top 10 videos did well. So hopefully this top 25 video does well as well. So make sure that you hit that subscribe button. If you are on any of the three channels, make sure that you check out the other two as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely, for sure. So I'm going to start by reading you, by reading us the ESPN top 25, way too early top 25, and then we'll get started with ours. So at 25, they have Iowa, 24, James Madison, 23, Texas Tech, 22, UTSA, 21, North Carolina, 20, Ole Miss. At 19, they have Tulane, 18, Kansas State, 17, Oregon State, 16, Texas, 15, Clemson, 14, Notre Dame, 13, Utah, 12, TCU, 11, Washington, 10, Tennessee, 9, Oregon, 8, LSU, 7, USC, 6, Penn State, 5, Alabama, 4, Florida State, 3, Michigan, 2, Ohio State, and at 1, they have Georgia. So I don't think there's much questions about their top 10, really. I mean, there are some, but not very many. But let's go ahead and get started with our top 25. So who do you have at number 25?
At number 25, I have your UTSA Roadrunners. I think that UTSA, they're entering AAC play. They obviously have now been able to move up in the world a little bit of conference realignment and stuff like that. I think that they're in a good spot right now with Jeff Traylor and Frank Harris now coming back as their quarterback. So they have an easier schedule as well. Some of their tougher what was supposed to be a tough road match at Houston, with Alt McCaskey gone and Clayton Toon gone and Del Tank gone. You're looking at easier matchups. So UTSA, I think, is in a good spot of once again finishing that top 25 range.
Yeah, I agree. I think UTSA, I have them a little bit higher. But I do think that they're, you know, they're a good team. They're in the American now, but I still don't think they're going to have very many problems in the American. And like you said, getting Frank Harris back, I think it's his sixth year now. He's a huge return for them. But for me at 25, I have Luke Fickell and the Wisconsin Badgers at 25. I think they, you know, they do lose Graham Mertz, but they bring in Tanner Mordecai, who I think is probably, I mean, so far in college, he's been a better quarterback than Mertz has been. So I like Mordecai a lot. And you still have Braylon Allen, who's probably maybe the best running back in the Big Ten. He's definitely up there with guys like Blake Corum and Trayvon Henderson from Ohio State. He's up there with those guys. He's definitely a top three or four running back in the Big Ten. And so you bring that in, you have a good defense, and now you bring in a new offensive scheme with Fickell that isn't just run like it was with Crist. I think that that Wisconsin's going to be improved this year and will win 8 or 9 games.
Yeah. So at number 24 for me, I have the Baylor Bears. Shout out to Scotty B, who's a big Baylor fan. I think with this team, they have some interesting stuff. You had a 10-win season in 2021. You had a little bit of a struggling season last year. So I'm going to kind of split the baby and go at number 24. I think they win about 7 to 8 games, and I think that that gets you around that number 24 spot with the probably – I have them – I won't say my exact prediction, but I think around that is where I think that they'll finish with that number 24 spot.
Yeah, I think Baylor's a team that is going to do pretty good. Obviously, depends on what Shapen does at QB and how he bounces back. Because in 2021, he was really good after the injury. I'm blanking on their
I can't
Bohannon. It was something Bohannon, right?
Yeah, Jerry Bohannon, Jerry.
Yeah, something like that. But he played good. So if he can bounce back, that'll be good for Baylor, and they'll have a good season. But for me at 24, I have UTSA, like we just talked about. Bring back Frank Harris. Jeff Traylor, very good head coach. You put them in the AAC, but you take away the Americans' three best teams. And so I think right now, if I had to say, I think UTSA is probably the best team in the American right now.
Yeah, it's possible. I think that UTSA, they're in a good spot to win the American. Memphis and a couple other teams, SMU.
They're
down this year, so we'll see. At number 23, I have the Wisconsin Badgers. I think that Wisconsin finishes like in that same range as Baylor, that 7-8 win mark, probably maybe even up to 9 wins. Luke Fickell, I think, has this team heading in the right direction. So I think that they're going to get some quality wins, but I think that they kind of finish that second place in the Big Ten West, right behind the Fighting Illini. I think that Wisconsin, they're in a good spot, but I think it is going to take a little bit before Luke Fickell can really get in those dynamic playmakers on the outside, whether on defense or on offense.
Yeah, I agree. I think it'll be a little bit for Fickell before he can get those guys in, and he's just going to have to make do with what he has for a little while. But at 23 for me, I have South Carolina. I think they're in that kind of situation where they're going to be a better team, but the record may not improve just because of the tough schedule that they have in front of them. Obviously, they're going to need to be more consistent than they were last year, especially at the quarterback position. Rattler, he had a good season. He was very accurate with the football, but he had 18 touchdowns and 12 interceptions. So he needs to be more in the first, you know, first half of the season. The whole team as a whole was highly inconsistent.
Yeah,
they have some new pieces, so they're going to have to shape those up. But Carolina's seems to be headed in the right direction, and we will see where they go from here. But for now, I have them ranked at number 23.
Yeah. At number 22, I have the Maryland Terrapins. They bring back Tua's brother, Tulia Tagovailoa, at quarterback. I think that he's in a good spot to be able to help lead Maryland. I think that this could be an up to 9, maybe even 10-win season, depending on how good. You have Ohio State coming to town. You have Penn State coming to town. You do have to go on the road to play Michigan, so that is a little bit of a difficult matchup. But you have the other two games at home, so maybe you could steal a game there and get in that competitive spot for that second place in the division. I think that Maryland, they have some good pieces, and a lot of the pieces that Mike Locksley has been bringing in lately is they're going to be juniors or seniors. So I think that they're in a good spot right now. So I have them at number 22.
Yeah, I'm not as high on Maryland as you are, although they do have some good pieces, and I could see them sneaking into the top 25. But at 22 for me, I have North Carolina. They're one of these teams, again, they show up they have big years whenever nobody expects them to have a big year. Mm-hmm. And then whenever they're expected to have a big year, they don't show up. So I think, you know, there's not really any talk about North Carolina right now. And I think that they'll finish ranked, but I don't think they're going to win. You know, I don't think they'll be in the ACC championship or anything like that. They have, you could argue, the best quarterback in the country, although I think the majority would say Caleb Williams. But Drake May, a good quarterback, definitely the best in the ACC. The problem for North Carolina and the problem all along is the defense. And until the defense improves, the record's not going to improve much either.
Yeah, definitely. And talking about a defensive team that definitely needs some defensive help, number 21, Oklahoma. I have the Sooners here at 21. I think that they make some pretty drastic improvements to that team, and I think that in year number 2 under Brett Venables, they improve, but I don't think that they get near that conference championship game. I think they finish like 3rd or 4th in the Big 12, but with 14 teams in the Big 12 this year, it's going to be a struggle to get high up there because it is going to be a competitive conference between them and the Pac-12 and the SEC. They're going to be all really competitive this year, and even the Big 12. So it's going to be an interesting type of environment for Oklahoma, but I think that they can get more that 8, maybe 9 win mark. I think that they're probably more towards 8 wins though.
Yeah, Oklahoma's a team I had just outside the top 25. I'd probably put them at, you know, 26, 27, somewhere right around in there. But for me at 21, I have Arkansas. They bring back KJ Jefferson, who may be the best quarterback in the SEC. They're going to have one of the better offenses in the SEC this year. We know they're going to be good in the trenches, as they always are with Sam Pittman. And I think Arkansas is going to have a big year. I think they'll win 8 or 9 games, and I think that they'll finish ranked in the top 25.
Yeah, definitely. At number 20, I have the UCLA Bruins. The reason why I don't really have them higher is because they have a new quarterback coming in. You lost DTR. You lost Jake Bobo. You lost Zach Charbonnet. You have a lot of pieces to replace. But I do also kind of believe in Chip Kelly and his ability to replace that. I think Dante Moore, that could be a little bit of a struggle with a new quarterback and stuff like that. But I also think that UCLA is on a good track, and I do trust Chip Kelly as a head coach. So I think that that's why I have him at 20 and not outside of the top 25.
Yeah, I don't have UCLA in there because I think the Pac-12, like you mentioned earlier, is going to be very competitive in both divisions. And bringing in the new quarterback and Dante Moore obviously was a high recruit, but I just don't know what they're going to look like. But for me at 20, I have Oregon State. I think Oregon State bring back a lot. They're a talented team. The question for them is the quarterback position. And you see my hoodie right now. You see what I'm wearing. And we obviously know that they may not be in the best quarterback situation as of right now. But depending on how DJ can play, Oregon State has a chance to be a top 20 team. And I think he'll play good there, but I don't think it's going to be like he did in 2020 for Clemson. I think he'll play somewhere kind of in between what he was at Clemson. And I think that'll be good enough for Oregon State to finish ranked at, number 20.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. At number 19, I have the Penn State Nifty Lions. I know this is a team that a lot of people have in the top 10 or right outside in the top 11, 12 spots. But I'm just not as high on Penn State as other people are. I think a possible loss to Maryland is available. I think a loss to Illinois is possible. And then you obviously still have the big dogs in Ohio State and Michigan you have to beat. So you have a lot of competition there if you're Penn State. And those four games automatically, I think, give you 2 to 3 losses. So I think that this Penn State team is going to finish more towards that number 20 spot, inside the top 20 rather than inside that top 10. So I like Penn State. I think Drew Allard's the best quarterback that James Franklin has had at Penn State, better than Sean Clifford, better than who was the other guy that they had? I can't think of his
name.
Trace McSorley, yeah. Talent-wise, we'll see whether he actually ends up being that, but right now I have Penn State at number 19.
So at 19 for me, I have Ole Miss. I think Ole Miss probably has one of the best quarterback situations in the SEC because they get to pick between Spencer Sanders and Jackson Dart, and I think both of those guys are going to be good quarterbacks for them. And Ole Miss is a team that has finished top 10 in total offense in the country the last 3 years. They were number 8 last year, and I think they'll keep that up. But once again, they're a team they're basically just a copy and paste of North Carolina. Yeah. High-powered offense, no defense whatsoever. And so the Ole Miss defense has been coming around a little bit more than the North Carolina defense has and improving a little bit better. So I think that'll be enough for Ole Miss to finish at 19 and probably win 9 games. But I don't think that they're going to be a team that goes any higher until they fix the defensive problem.
Yeah, definitely. At number 18, as you talked about earlier, you had Arkansas at that spot. I have Arkansas at number 18. I'm a little bit higher on Arkansas. I think that KJ Jefferson, one of the most talented and veteran returning quarterbacks in the SEC, I think he's the second best quarterback in the SEC behind Jaden Daniels. At least coming into the season, we'll see how like a Carson Beck plays or Joe Milton or stuff like that. I think you have a lot of work on or stuff like in that, but I think with Arkansas's running attack, that should get them 8 to 9 wins, and that's kind of why I have them at that number 18 spot.
Yeah, so number 18 for me, I have Kansas State. They lose a good bit of production, but I still think that they're talented enough, they're well coached, and in that Big 12, I think they have a lot of potential wins, but also a lot of potential losses. Kansas State is a team that I could see going either way, but I do think that Kansas State is gonna finish somewhere around in here with 9 wins or so. So I like Kansas State, and that's who I have at 18. So who do you have at number 17?
Number 17 for me is Oregon State. I'm a little bit higher on the Beavers. I think that they have a good season here for them. I think that DJ in a better and new newer environment, I think that he does a little bit better. I think that he's in a just an overall better mental place and stuff like that. I think that Oregon State defensively, they're not going to face as tough of defenses as some of those defenses in the past and the ACC. Some of the defense will be just as bad, but really the ACC does have a couple of defenses that are good. The Pac-12 just really doesn't anywhere.
Yeah.
Other than other than Utah, you're really not going to face a defense all year. So at number 17, I have Oregon State.
For me at number 17, I have Tulane. They were the kind of like the Cinderella story last year. As far as it goes for the group of five, they beat USC in the Cotton Bowl. Great season, but they do lose a lot of production, particularly their best player in Tajay Spears off to the NFL. And so I think Tulane is going to have another good season, but I think they're going to drop off slightly compared to what they did last year. I just don't think that they returned the same amount of talent that they had last year. And I think they will drop, but they're still well coached, and they're still, the American isn't very tough, considerably tough. I think it's going to be between Tulane and UTSA for the American, and I think Tulane probably wins it.
Yeah, it is going to be an interesting conference there. At number 16, I have your Clemson Tigers. I think that Clemson, I think they just – they lost a lot in certain areas, and I think that part of it is that Clemson, I think, just has a lot of tough games on the schedule. I think that they're going to have a lot of work to do, and that's part of the reason for me having them here at number 16 and not in that top 15 spot. So I think that Clemson, they're a good team. They'll have some good parts about them, but I think that they still have a little bit of work to do. So that's why I have them at number 16.
Yeah, I'll get to Clemson whenever I get up to them. For me at number 16, I have a team that was really the Cinderella story of last year for overall in college football, and that is TCU with their run all the way to the national championship, but they lose a ton. They lose offensive coordinator in Garrett Riley. They lose the quarterback in Max Duggan. They lose their best defensive player in Travis Hodges Tomlinson, and they lose their best receiver and best offensive player in Quentin Johnson. And so, and not only that, all of those guys were veterans too, some of the most experienced guys on the team. So they lose a lot of leadership also. And so I think TCU has a lot to replace, but I do think Sonny Dykes is a great coach. And I think that he'll be able to replenish his losses enough to still have a solid season and just miss the top 15.
Yeah, and I will address this. I don't have TCU in my top 25. I get that like TCU went to the national championship, but this is what I think will happen come the end of the season. And I right now I have them with a 7-5, 6-6 type of record, and that's not going to make it into the top 25. So it's going to be a tough season. If you look at their schedule, TCU has a lot of losable games.
Yeah, they do.
Very few easy wins on that schedule. At number 15, I have Oregon. I think that Oregon, they are a solid team, have a lot of attributes about them, specifically with the quarterback and Bo Nix. They lost a couple of games last year that they got the crap beat out of them by Georgia. They gave up the game against Oregon State. They did a couple of things last year that with Dan Lanning, it's not what you would hope with a team like that. But that's why I'm going to have them at 15 and not really that much higher, is because I think that they'll be good. I think they'll be at maybe 9-10 win mark, but I don't think they'll be much higher than that. So that is my number 15 team.
Yep. So 15, I'm going towards the Pac-12 mark, into the Pac-12 as well, but I'm going a different way team wise. I'm going with Washington in there at 15. I think with Michael Penix Jr., obviously the question still again, can the dude stay healthy? Because he's had 2 years where he's had season-ending ACL injuries. But if he can stay healthy, I think this is a guy that is going to be a very good NFL quarterback if he's healthy. And he will lead Washington this year. And I think Washington has a few tough games, and I think that they'll finish at 15, but I could very well see Oregon finishing here and Washington ahead of them.
Yeah. At number 14, I have the Gamecocks. I think the Gamecocks, they have a lot of tough games on their schedule. You got to play Clemson. You got to play Georgia. You got to play Tennessee. You have a lot of tough games. But I think if you can win one of those three and finish with like a 9-3, 10-2 record, I think you're in a good spot. And I think that that would get you a top 14 type of team. And I think that that's the reason for South Carolina being here, is because I think that they will have more consistent play from Spencer Rattler. I think what you saw at the end of the season is more or less what you'll see rather than during the middle of the season when he's getting like 150 passing yards against like Missouri or something.
Yeah, I think that is definitely reasonable for South Carolina. I just, again, the consistency factor, they've been bad for so long. And then now, you know, last year wasn't – and it wasn't just Rattler. Just as a whole team, they weren't very consistent at all throughout the season. But I definitely could see them with a top 15 finish this year. But at 14 for me, I have Notre Dame, your Fighting Irish. They bring in Sam Hartman, who may be – probably a top five, top seven quarterback in the country coming into this season. I still don't like Notre Dame's outside weapons. They lose, obviously, their best pass rusher in Isaiah Foskey this year, but they still have a good run game with Diggs and – or no, Diggs left, but
Estime.
I couldn't think of his name. And Tyree transfers to receiver, but I'm sure he'll be – you know, he'll be involved at some point in the run game, jet sweeps, stuff like that. He's not just going to be a receiver. So I'm still a little concerned about the receiving part of it. But, you know, the offensive line, the quarterback and the running game set, but the defensive side of the ball too, the D-line, like I mentioned, you lose your best pass rusher. The secondary has some question marks. And so I think 14 for Notre Dame is reasonable. They have a couple tough games on the schedule that I could see them losing. And so I think that's where they'll end up.
Yeah. So at number 13, I have Washington just a couple of spots ahead of Oregon. I think that Washington's just a little bit better than Oregon. And also Oregon comes to Washington this year. So if they get, if the game was switched, I may have Oregon ahead of Washington, but because Oregon travels to Washington, I think that Washington's going to get just a little bit of an edge. So I have Washington at 13. And you obviously already discussed the reasons for Washington being in this top 15 spot.
Yep. And at 13, I actually have Oregon there. So we have them switched. I like Bo Nix. I like Dan Lanning. I think Oregon's going to be a little bit better than Washington. Washington may win that game, but I think Oregon will probably have an extra win on the schedule. And I think Oregon probably beats Washington, but I could see that game going either way, really. But I like Bo Nix and I like Dan Lanning a little bit better than I like Washington.
Yeah. At number 12, I have Kansas State. I think that this is a good Kansas State team. You bring back a quarterback, which is something that most of the Big 12 doesn't. You have a good team surrounded by a team of a lot of weapons. You have to replace Deuce Vaughn, which is almost literally impossible because I don't know if you could find another 5'5 running back with that type of power and burst and stuff like that. But that's going to be a tough guy to replace. That's a running back that I know a lot of people, when I put Illinois in my top 10, that were like, Chase Brown's gone. They lost a great running back. Yeah, but running backs are the easiest position to replace. The reason why it's not going to be easy to replace Deuce Vaughn is because he did everything for that team. He did a lot.
He wasn't just a running back. He was a pure utility player.
Yes, but I do think that Kansas State, at the quarterback position, they're going to be a lot better this year than they were last year, because I think Will Howard is going to be a much more developed, a much more well-rounded quarterback than he was last year. And I think the defense, even though you lose Felix Udeke Uzama, I think that you're in a good spot overall as a Kansas State program. So, and you bring back both your coordinators, which is kind of surprising with the good season they had last year. So.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So at number 12 for me, I have Tennessee. They lose Hendon Hooker, but they still have Joe Milton, a veteran guy. And I think Milton is – think about this, what Tennessee has turned Hendon Hooker in. Look at the Hendon Hooker at Virginia Tech, and look at the Hendon Hooker at Michigan, and even, you know, his first three games with Tennessee. And now look at what these two guys have turned into at Tennessee. I think that is, you know, a big shout out to Tennessee's coaching staff. And I think Tennessee is going to be a very good team under Heupel. I think they'll be good again. I think the offense obviously is going to be good, but the question still looms for Tennessee. Can they beat Georgia? And I think that is the game that will determine whether or not they're a top 10 team this year or not. So I have Tennessee at 12. I think there's a few teams ahead of them that are better. Tennessee has a pretty tough schedule, but I like the Volunteers, and I like what Joe Milton brings to the table, and I think they'll be pretty good this year.
Yeah, and like I said, and like all the reasons that you just said, I have Tennessee at number 11. I think that Joe Milton should be a good quarterback for them, and I think that he has a lot of advantages. Obviously has just a massive cannon of an arm, and he looked good in the bowl game last year. Like, there's no reason to be able to say, hey, there is just – absolutely no reason to have them lose that game. But I'm going to roll through my top 10, and then Lincoln will do the same. But if you want our full analysis on these, make sure that you go check out the video. It's on all three channels, my channel, The Football Expert, American Football Network, and Roundup. If you're on any of the channels, you can click the links in the description. All the descriptions will have the other two channels. But I'll roll through mine, and then I'll let Lincoln – or wait, Lincoln, you do your number 11 before I roll through mine.
Yeah. So at number 11, I have Utah. You kind of already – or no, you hadn't talked about Utah yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're number 10.
But Rising, you know, they bring him back. I was thinking about the other video. But Rising, you bring him back, a veteran QB, probably the second or third best QB in this Pac-12. I think he's probably better than Nix, and you could argue if he's better than Penix or not. And so you bring him back. You have the best defense in the Pac-12, most likely. I would say at least of the superior teams, you definitely do. Probably the best coaching also. Yeah. And so I like Utah, and I think they have a pretty favorable schedule for the most part, and I think that they're going to have another good season and maybe even win the Pac-12 again.
It's possible for a three-peat for the Pac-12 title. We'll see. So, like I said, we're going to roll through our top 10. But if you want our full in-depth analysis, make sure you go check out those videos. At number 10, I have Utah. Number 9, Illinois. Number 8, Texas. Number 7, Florida State. Number 6, Ohio State. Number 5, USC. Number 4, LSU. Number 3, Notre Dame. And number 2, Michigan. And finally, at number 1, Georgia.
So for me, at number 10, I have Alabama. Number 9, Florida State. Number 8, I have Texas. Number 7, I have USC. Number 6, I have Clemson. Number 5, Penn State. Number 4, LSU. Number 3, Michigan. Number 2, Ohio State. And number 1, I have Georgia. So that wraps today's video up. Thank you guys for watching. Make sure you like and subscribe to all three channels on Roundup. Help us reach our goal of 100 subs by the start of the season. For The Football Expert, help him reach 1,000 and help me hit my goal of 900. So we appreciate all of you guys watching. We hope you enjoyed today's video, and we hope to see you next time for more college football.